Cincinnati resident Catherine Greenwood was passing through Seymour last weekend on Highway 50 when she saw a startling sight: dozens of dead sandhill cranes. Clayton Baumgarth visited the site Tuesday to confirm the story and learned how this isn't an isolated event.
Reports of dead birds in Jackson County have been coming to Eli Fleece with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources since early July. The deaths have been confirmed as caused by bird flu.
Right now, we're estimating 600, 500 to 600 based on reports. I'm pretty confident that there's more than that at this point.
So far this year, about 1,500 sandhills have been reported dead across the state. Avian influenza's grasp on the state's wild bird population is becoming more visible. Goose Pond Fish and Wildlife Area recently placed warning signs for visitors after about 200 dead birds were spotted on site. Fleece says that while 70 cases of humans with bird flu have been confirmed nationwide, roughly 68 of them were working in a confined space directly with sick flocks, meaning the risk of infection in the outdoors is still incredibly low.
I think they largely were breathing in that virus, but they certainly had considerably more exposure than your average person.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Clayton Baumgarth.
Dead or sick birds can be reported to the Indiana DNR tip page at on.in.gov/sickwildlife.